This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Ashton Jolly. At first glance, farming might not seem like a way to strengthen family ties or inspire the next generation, but for Rob Ewalt, it's exactly that. As a dedicated Iowan farmer, a director of the United Soybean Board, and a former president of the Iowa Soybean Association, Rob has prioritized including his family in the cultivation and innovation of his cropland. We'll talk with Rob coming up next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Sustainable agriculture has gained significant attention in recent years as more people are interested in farming practices that protect and preserve the land. Ewalt is among the farmers leading this shift, transitioning from conventional methods to conservation-focused practices. To support long-term sustainability, he implements strategies that improve water quality, enhance soil health, and increase crop yields.
Well, I don't know. I mean, over the past several years, we've switched over from conventional to conservation farming. When we look at whether we're adding cover crops into our operation, we're also doing a lot of strip till and a lot of GPS stuff when we talk about fertilization application methods and stuff like that. Just stuff to improve our yield, improve our soil health, or improving water quality.
Ewalt spoke proudly about his sons and their deep understanding of the conservation practices used on the farm. He shared how they played a key role in building both a strip till bar and a fertilizer bar, projects that became hands-on learning experiences. Ewalt emphasized the importance of giving his sons the freedom to ask questions and make mistakes, believing that this approach is essential to truly understanding and mastering the work.
My children, I have two boys, they are so much further along in understanding these practices than I ever was at their age. But what we're doing is we built our own strip-till bar, we built our own fertilizer bar, and they took an active part in the fabrication of that and explaining to them what we're doing, why we're doing it. They understand our air seeder that we're using for cover crop, and it's nice to put them out in an air seeder and let them learn the technology and have some issues when it comes to cover crop. So that way, if we have those issues there, they learn about their mistakes they've made. It doesn't cost us when it comes to growing our corn and soybeans. They can learn those. They can move forward and hopefully they learn from their experiences.
When asked what advice he would give to farmers looking to mentor the next generation, Ewalt emphasized the value of letting young farmers experience failure. He believes that making mistakes, within reasonable limits, is a crucial part of the learning process. He says that by allowing the next generation to face challenges and learn from them, they gain the knowledge needed to grow as successful farmers.
The one thing that I've learned is let that next generation have some failures. Let them learn from those failures. Just as long as hopefully those failures aren't too expensive when it comes to farming, because we all know that our margins are very tight. So we can't have too big of a screw ups. But I think we learn from our failures and we become better from it.
For more information on the United Soybean Board, visit unitedsoybean.org. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Ashton Jolly.